And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 25th of February, 2025. The publication of Power Foods for the Brain, an effective three-step plan to protect your mind and strengthen your memory by Neil Barnard, MD, was on this day in 2014. Could your breakfast or lunch be harming your memory? Are you missing out on the foods that could prevent Alzheimer's disease? Everyone knows good nutrition supports your overall health, but few realize that certain foods, power foods, can protect your brain and optimize its function. Now, Dr. Neil Barnard has gathered the most up-to-date research and created a groundbreaking program that can strengthen your memory and protect your brain's health. Dr. Barnard reveals which foods to increase in your diet and which to avoid, and shows you specific exercises and supplements that can make a difference. It can also reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease, stroke, and other less serious malfunctions, such as low energy, poor sleep patterns, irritability, and lack of focus. Neil Barnard, MD, FACC, is perhaps the world's most respected authority on vegan diets. He is a faculty member of the George Washington University School of Medicine and president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. He is the New York Times best-selling author of Program for Reversing Diabetes and the 21-Day Weight Loss Kickstart, among many others. The publication of On Their Own Terms, Animal Liberation for the 21st Century by Lee Hall, foreword by Jeffrey Masson, was on this day in 2016. Why the need for a new animal liberation philosophy? We are owning up to our role in the disruption of our climate. Now we need to do better than react to serial emergencies. It's time to redefine our role within Earth's great biological community. On Their Own Terms, Animal Liberation for the 21st Century uncovers our personal connections with the current emissions and extinction crises. It explores the human potential to fit our own habitat while allowing non-human communities to thrive in theirs. Explore the hits and misses of animal and environmental advocacy. Learn the ethic underlying the burgeoning vegan movement, and consider some personal goal-setting exercises. This book is a call to community action and your workshop for social change. And here is a poem for today, Goodbye and Keep Cold by Robert Frost. This saying goodbye on the edge of the dark and the cold to an orchard so young in the bark reminds me of all that can happen to harm an orchard away at the end of the farm all winter, cut off by a hill from the house. I don't want it girdled by rabbit and mouse. I don't want it dreamily nibbled for browse by deer, and I don't want it butted by grouse. If certain it wouldn't be idle to call, I'd summon grouse, rabbit, and deer to the wall and warn them away with a stick for a gun. I don't want it stirred by the heat of the sun. We made it secure against being, I hope, by setting it out on a northerly slope. No orchard's the worse for the wintriest storm, but one thing about it, it mustn't get warm. How often already you've had to be told, keep cold, young orchard, goodbye and keep cold. Dread 50 above more than 50 below. I have to be gone for a season or so. My business a while is with different trees, less carefully nourished, less fruitful than these, and such as is done to their wood with an axe, maples and birches and tamaracks. I wish I could promise to lie in the night and think of an orchard's arboreal plight, when slowly, and nobody comes with a light, its heart sinks lower under the sod. But something has to be left to God. Goodbye and Keep Cold by Robert Frost. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to enjoy these last weeks of winter cold.